Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Wednesday morning, as we're joined in studio by the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. Candy, welcome back in.
Hey, good morning.
As we checked in with you last week, as we mostly do every Wednesday here. So CNN, yeah. Was it anywhere specific today?
Down the road at Isham's Hardware.
All right, Isham's Hardware there. As they do some work with us here at KGGF. We always appreciate Isham's there. So
yeah.
Who did we all see at CNN today?
All kinds of good people. So Isham's, of course, shared the stories. They've been around for coming up 100 years.
Yeah, they're another longtime family family business here.
Yeah. But they're that good old-fashioned type hardware store where you can go in and if you just want one screw, you got one screw. If you want, a bag, you can get a bag. I mean, they'll let you do pretty much anything. They'll help you with anything.
Yeah, exactly. And those places I've noticed as well are kind of like, man, I need this one bolt or something, tidy and petty like that. And they're like, oh, don't worry, I'll order it for you. Or I got it in my garage.
Exactly.
Let me go home and see if I got it in my garage or something like that. That small town feel. And no wonder they've been sticking around for that long.
Exactly. In fact, Doug Munn was there from Grace Fellowship. Give us an announcement, but he also gave a shout out to them. He said he came in one day just recently and he was needing a window latch, but he didn't know what kind. And so they're like, oh, we'll just take both of them, and whatever one works, you can bring the other one back later. No problem, whenever.
Yeah, that trustworthy with your customers and that customer service with all of your clients, whether it may be, just a consumer buying, whether it be someone you do business with, there's a reason why some companies stick around for as long
as they
do.
That's right. 100 years makes a difference, yes. So, but yeah, Doug was there today, too, and he was just announcing their big harvest party on October 31st. And if you've never been by there, it is packed. Hundreds of people go there.
It's
kind of like a trunk or treating, but with games and activities. It is packed. It's pretty big party. So that'll be happening again this year.
Gotta enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Trina was there today from KGGF, talking about, and I got to listen this weekend, the new Classic Country going on at 98.1.
Yeah, on Saturday mornings. That's right.
I got to hear it. I was liking it. So that was good. Kim Maxson from The Yoke, they have their new banquet room open, and you can book it for meetings, company Christmas parties, you name it, so that's going on. Also, they have new menu items coming, and they're doing a daily soup right now, and they're open every day, Monday through Saturday, 5 to 9. And then, of course, I don't know how they keep up, but it seems like every other day they've got an event going on, so right now it's painting classes, wreaths classes.
Yeah, Trey and Kim are always up to something, whether it's with the town, whether it's with them just alone, but they're always some event. And I appreciate, restaurants, but before I ever did radio, I was always in the back. I was a cook. Restaurants, they keep at their core. They've got a core menu that everybody loves, but they add, whether it's seasonal, whether it's something to just try. I know they tried some barbecue over the summertime as well. Adding some new stuff to the menu. I mean, it mixes it up, especially for a local joint like that, to where, you could get very used to the same 20 items on a menu. But instead, now you get little trials.
Always, yeah. They are always trying to change things up, which is cool. So, and then on her other side, which is the Rustic Glow, she's gearing up for the holiday open house and ordering in items and gearing up for that big event. So that'll be fun.
We're going to lose some sun power here pretty quickly. So. Yeah, we're going to need some of that rustic glow.
Mm-hmm. So Leanne Eggers from Public Library. Next week, they have their annual book sale, and that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then coming up on November 9th is when they do the speaker that's coming in to talk about the Harvey Girls. So that'll be a good one.
Nice.
From Salvation Army, we had a couple people today. Joe Brooks is back.
All right.
Yeah, so he had tried to retire a million times, and every time he does, they bring him back. So he'll be back.
So close.
No. And he does the kettle campaign. So if your business is interested in having a kettle out on your counter, or if you just want to help out with some bell ringing, make sure to call Joe Brooks, and we've got his number here at the chamber, and he'll be doing that. And they start up the week of Thanksgiving for that. And then the Salvation Army volunteers actually have their soup lunch coming up next Tuesday. Got my ticket already. Loving it.
You're ready to go. That's the best way to do it. As long as you got your ticket, you're stamped to go. After that, you can figure out what comes next. So as long as you got the ticket.
Michaela from Simply Southern. another place in town that's constantly doing something new.
Yep.
And so they just added printing of T-shirts now. Because they had a couple customers needing some custom things done. And so now they're going to be printing T-shirts as well. And then Michaela used to work full-time at an insurance agency in town. And she now is going to work part-time at Commercial Bank so that she can spend more time on her business. Another person that's got 50 things going on all the time. So how they do it. But yeah, she's working over at Commercial Bank just down the road from me and loving it. They have really unique accounts that she said that she's excited about. One's called the Plus account. But anyway, go in and see her and say hi, especially on Fridays. They always have popcorn. They have a big popcorn machine.
Man.
Free popcorn every Friday.
That was a big thing. It was just like I could either go into the Ace Hardware or the Home Depot, and Ace has always got the free popcorn out in the front there. So
that's
definitely going to get me there with that. But yeah, very neat and cool. I appreciate as well, you know, banks, because there is a big difference between certain accounts and whether it's just a simple, you know, debit account, or if you're a student as well, and going in and asking, you know, I've learned one of your best friends when you start living on your own is a banker or is somebody that knows what they're talking about. Now, fortunately, my dad is the one for me. But again, you know, go out and get, you know, that information, because very easily you could be irresponsible with it, or
right,
you could be putting it into the wrong account,
and wasting money that you didn't know. I mean, there's accounts that do everything now, so you can customize one that really is
the questions. So.
Yeah. Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. Well, first she gave a shout out and a thank you to everybody that came to the program last night. They had a music and band concert and it was really good.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so that was a really good one. And then of course Junior and Senior Day is coming up, and they're really trying to get every junior and senior in the area to come by on that day. They eat lunch in the cafeteria, they take a tour, they get to meet with all kinds of people, and just a fun day. So last few things, I guess, is mainly just the chamber. Just want to remind everybody that the holiday season and shopping is getting ready to come upon us.
That's so, right. Goodness.
November 11th is when we kick off our Christmas Bucks campaign. And that'll start with the holiday open house. And so probably here in the next couple of weeks, I'll come in and I'll tell you a little bit more detail about that.
Cool.
But make sure you save the date, because that's the kickoff for all the holiday shopping. A lot of fun in town. And then the Christmas parade, pretty sure it's December 7th. It's on a Friday. And this year, we're hoping to make it even bigger and better. We'd like to get everybody to have a float or do something fun, you know, not just...
Yeah, a little something, whether it's a banner or a sign or balloons float. I mean, my goodness, there's so many ways that you can participate in a parade. I mean, you could even just, like I said, just put up a sign that you make a Walmart or something like that.
Yeah, just have some fun with it. The bigger it is, because it's at night, it's a unique parade.
Put some lights on it, whatever.
Right. It's beautiful to see at night. I mean, when you see all the lights. And but it's fun because it'll kick off, number one, it's when we have our first winning ticket for the Christmas Bucks.
Nice.
So that's always at the end of the parade.
Tell me a little bit about that as well before we, the Christmas Bucks here. I've obviously first year around here, but is it like credit to stores? Is it, kind of what is it?
No, what it is every store that participates anyway gets these tickets. And when you, for every $10 you spend at that business, you take a ticket and they keep a ticket.
Hmm.
And then all those tickets go into a big drawing. And every week we draw for a prize. And it's up to $4,000 cash that we're going to be giving away.
Solid.
So a lot of good money, you know, for spending
$10.
And, of course, the more stores you go into, basically the more chances you get to win. You know, it's just the luck of the draw. So
now, are they stores that are involved with the chamber? So is it every store like around town?
No, they actually have to pay. They're the ones actually pay the $4,000.
Yeah, so they come to you.
So they have to come to us and pay $100 to be a participant in the program, and then we get them the tickets and help them get started and go by every week and collect them, and we put the announcement on Facebook and, you know,
gotta
in the
love
paper
that.
And
so
all over the place.
That's when the winter is in December. When did you say that that they're going to start going out in November, right?
November 11th is when the holiday open house, and that's where you just go do some shopping. There's a bingo and some prizes and things like that. But that's the first day you can start getting your Christmas tickets and collecting them.
What a great idea, too, because not only that, I mean, as much as you'd like to influence shopping, influence spending money, but it might as well influence spending money in Coffeyville, within these city limits. Not
because
only that, but, you know, quick advertising for those companies as well. They're going to get a bunch of business.
They will get a lot of marketing during that time frame. And the cool thing is the winners, their money they get is in basically Christmas bucks or in these kind of like a gift certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So that money has to stay here locally.
Nice.
So that's the good thing is it's promoting shopping local and trying to get everybody to. I still have a. I think I'm down to my last $20 because I got him for a gift one year and I was
finally down to it.
And yeah,
I'll tell you what, but it certainly would add up over time and mm-hmm. you know for moms and dads going out family shopping, trying to find those places with those bucks like
right.
that. And so what a good idea. What a
pretty
good
cool.
idea.
Yeah, it's
keep the money
nice.
Here in town and again, quick and easy marketing scheme there. Mm-hmm. So and effective, I would imagine.
Because
mm-hmm. Christmas shopping, that's almost a sport to some people, you know.
Well,
I mean, it's
you get so used to going to the big box stores out of town, but that's just the basic, general, boring gifts.
Yeah, you're
shop
right.
local, you get the more unique things. You get things that no one else has.
That one of a kind find, you know. Yeah, because it's like you go to the big box stores, and it's like you and your son's friends and your son's friends' friends have the same T-shirt,
mm-hmm.
or you could buy something locally, get a little. Extra character to it.
Yeah.
You know, a little extra touch to it.
Exactly.
Instead of the same Walmart Nike T-shirt that
yeah.
everybody's got. So, well, very
that's
cool.
A lot of
very
fun.
Cool.
Yeah. So that, I think, is about all that's been going on right now and gearing up for the fall. It's fun.
Yeah, no doubt about. Well, again, that's Director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce this morning, Candy Westbrook, giving us the lowdown. We will talk with you next week, Candy.
All right. See you next week.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.